Education authorities in China have announced that at least 70 Chinese students and teachers out of the total 291 passengers on board the Asiana Airlines plane were heading to summer camps. The two fatal victims were students at Jiangshan Middle School in China's eastern Zhejiang province. The tragedy has led many to believe that organizers of this summer camp bear partial responsibilities for the deaths since they choose cheap tickets offered by the Asiana Airlines. Liu Xiaodan, a supervisor in charge of the projects related to Chinese going to study in Canada with Chevast Educational International, is one of them.
My first impression of the San Francisco plane crash is that the Chinese victims chose a cost-efficient trip and wouldn't have chosen Asiana Airlines if not for the sake of saving money. In fact, a cost-efficient trip would also present other risks relating to matters such as students' accommodation overseas and even transport, including the bus they would board there. Before the tour group leaves China, the students and their parents should have these potential risks, which I think are of vital importance, carefully explained to them.
There are also reports saying that one of the two Chinese students killed in the Asiana Airlines plane crash was found to have not been wearing a passenger seatbelt. Liu Xiaodan feels that especially in the case of long overseas trips, summer camp organizers must not hide risks and should give clear instructions to young students ahead of the journey.
I suspect the fatalities from the accident had something to do with a possible failure to instruct the children of the necessity of wearing seat belts. As long as one goes abroad, for sure it counts as a long trip. Hence, organizers of such activities, whether they be schools or agents, are duty-bound to offer students guidance for the trip, including how you should check in your luggage, what to do before you board the plane, as well as how you find your seat with your ticket and put on a safety belt.
Victims Wang Lingjia, 16, and Ye Mengyuan, 17, were among a group of 34 students and teachers from Jiangshan Middle School en route to attend a two-week summer camp at the West Valley Christian School in the San Fernando Valley section of Los Angeles. Following the incident, the Education Bureau of Zhejiang's Quzhou City, which also administered the smaller city of Jiangshan, where the two girls studied, issued the order to suspend all summer camp trips and study tours. Should summer camps that take Chinese students abroad be halted? Wang Ren, a Beijing native and also a mother, believes the suspension of all summer camp trips is equivalent to stopping eating for fear of choking.
I think the relevant authorities' decision to cancel all summer camp activities due to the San Francisco plane crash is unreasonable. For example, if a school bus accident took place, should all school buses be eliminated? If a food poisoning case was discovered in a school dining hall, should all schools stop offering their students lunch?
Li Haidong, a professor with China Foreign Affairs University, believes that whether summer camp trips and study tours could realize its design purpose depends on the quality of its organizers.
If this travel for study program goes well, or the program's operator has adequate financial strength, the program can usually meet its expected target. Otherwise, the result wouldn't be satisfying.
For CRI, I'm Shen Ting.